Three local high school varsity football teams remain unbeaten as we head into another busy weekend of action, including a huge game at Ferndale High School on Saturday afternoon. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUDA News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have much more on all of the latest high school and college football in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at some of the other big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school and college soccer, some Ute baseball, and news of a new recruitment campaign by the HDNL that could help all of the local high school sports. But first up, we're almost a month into the 2024 high school football season, and it has been a very impressive start for three HDNL schools in particular. Last weekend, the Arcata Tigers improved to 3-0 with a third straight win over a Big Four opponent. Junior quarterback Luke Lemke threw for three touchdowns and ran in for two more in a 35-6 win over the Del Norte Warriors in Crescent City, as the visitors took advantage of several big plays on their way to the victory. The Tigers have now beaten Eureka, Fortuna and Del Norte to open the new season. This weekend they will travel south to the Bay Area to play Oakland High School, which is also off to a 3-0 start. Elsewhere this past weekend, the St. Bernard's Crusaders overcame a mistake-filled performance to beat Biggs High 20-14, and they improved to 3-0. The Ferndale Wildcats are also unbeaten this season with a record of 2-0. The Cats had a bye last week. The Fortuna Huskies also have impressed early in the new season. The Huskies celebrated their homecoming with a 36-0 win over McKinleyville at Fortuna High School last weekend, posting their second shutout victory of the season. The dominating performance was a nice response for a team that suffered a disappointing loss to Arcata the previous week. The Huskies are now 2-1 on the season, while McKinleyville dropped to 0-2. It was also a good week for the Eureka Loggers, who travelled to play Newark Memorial and rallied late for a 14-7 win, which ended a 16-game losing streak dating all the way back to the 2022 season. With the victory, the Loggers improved to 1-2. Rounding out a busy weekend for the HDNL schools, the Hoopa Warriors got their first win of the season, beating South Fork 30-0 in Miranda and improving to 1-2, while the Cubs dropped to 0-2. All nine HDNL varsity teams will be back in action this weekend. On Friday night, Eureka hits the road for a third straight week and will play at Willow Glen. The Del Norte Warriors will try to bounce back from their loss to Arcata when they host Skyline. St. Bernard's plays at Clear Lake, Hoopa at Trinity, and South Fork at Hay Fork. Closer to home, the McKinleyville Panthers will try to get their first win of the season when they host University Prep. The highly anticipated milk can showdown between rivals and neighbours Fortuna and Ferndale at Ferndale High School is the only local game scheduled for the area on Saturday. Kickoff is set for 2 p.m. with the school's JV teams facing off beforehand at 11:30. Some of the Mendocino County teams were also in action last weekend. Fort Bragg fell 41-14 to Kelseyville and dropped to 1-2. Willits beat St. Helena 20-14 and improved to 2-1, while Ukiah had a bye. On Friday night, the Ukiah Wildcats, who are 1-1, will play at Chico. Willits hosts Lower Lake, and Fort Bragg will host Cloverdale. Laytonville will also be in action on Friday night, with the Warriors hosting Anderson Valley. In local college football, an impressive start to the new season for College of the Redwoods continued on Saturday with a dominating 63-18 win over Hartnell. The game, which was played at the Redwood Bowl in Arcata, was a rematch of last year's Grizzly Bowl game, and it was another huge performance by the Corsairs, who also beat Hartnell 63-0 in last year's bowl appearance. The Corsairs, who are 2-0, have averaged 48 points a game through their first two games and are the fourth highest scoring team in the state. However, they will be tested on Saturday when they travel to play Monterey Peninsula, the highest scoring JC team in California. In local high school soccer, meanwhile, league play began for the HDNL girls on Wednesday. In the Big Four, defending conference champions Eureka got the new campaign off to a good start with a 3-1 win over Arcata. The Loggers have a new head coach this year, with Melania Valdez taking over from Tommy Learmout, who enjoyed tremendous success with the program in recent years before taking over the Eureka boys team this year. Wednesday's win was the first as a high school coach for Valdez. In the other Big Four game on Wednesday, the Fortuna girls beat McKinleyville 2-0. In the Little Four, defending champion St. Bernard's tied Ferndale 0-0, while the Delnorn Warriors travelled to Miranda and came away with a 5-2 win over the South Fork Cubs. The HDNL boys were also in action this week with three league games on Tuesday. In a key showdown in Crescent City, the defending HDNL champs Del Norte scored late to edge Fortuna 1-0 in a showdown between the two favourites for this year's league crown. The win lifts the Warriors to 2-0 in league play, while the Huskies dropped to 2-1. Also on Tuesday, Eureka edged McKinleyville 2-1 and Arcata beat St. Bernard's 8-0. It was also a good week for the Cal Poly Humboldt women's soccer team. After dropping their first two games of the season, the Lumberjacks won three games in 7 days, all by identical 2-0 scores, beating Dominican, Academy of Art, and Jessup University. The Jacks are now 3-2 and will play at Concordia University Irvine on Saturday, with kickoff set for 6:30 p.m. In local youth baseball, meanwhile, the Redwood Giants Orange 10U team travelled to Medford and took first place in their bracket at the Bash to School tournament. It was the first tournament win of the year for the local travel team. And finally this week, the HDNL has launched a campaign to recruit officials to all of the league's sports. With a growing shortage of officials for many high school sports affecting leagues all across the nation, the HDNL is hoping to add to the roster of officials in soccer, football, basketball, volleyball, wrestling, baseball and softball. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.